Even at $120,000, the bump in funding would keep Sitka in the lowest tier of community support for historic preservation statewide. Cordova and Nome contribute $160,000 and $190,000 respectively to their historical museums. Juneau funnels $270,000 in local funding to museums. Ketchikan, $570,000. Local board member Doris Bailey said that the Sitka Historical Society had won a major organizational grant from the state's largest philanthropy, the Rasmussen Foundation, but the award was on hold. Bailey said that the Rasmussen consultant, Ira Perman, did not consider Sitka's museum viable at current levels of local support.
His opinion is that the present city allocation and society budgeting is not sustainable for the society and museum to meet its existing mission and duties and or movement forward on museum consortium collaboration. Therefore, his decision is that without city and borough support, they will not fund the $60,000 and will not be interested in any future grant requests from this society.
Sitka Historical Museum Director Bob Mettinger said that last year's rush to assemble a historical repository at Sheldon Jackson Stratton Library was premature. He said the heat of high oil prices and the urgency of the college's closure drew too much energy to the repository project, which he now believes will require several years to complete. In the meantime, Mettinger told assembly members that Sitka is underfunding an important facet of its visitor economy.
Cultural and heritage tourism is the one effort within the tourism industry that is absolutely exploding. Tourism in America is the third highest income generator of all. And within this town, within this place, we have an unbelievable opportunity from the Tlingit, from the Russian, into our era of the forestry, the commercial fishing, on through SJ, all of these pieces and parts to absolutely promote this location through a partnership with all of these agencies to make this cultural and heritage tourism a destination, why people will come.
In a memo, Mettinger and the board proposed boosting the Sitka Historical Museum's budget with revenue from the statewide passenger vessel services fee, also known as the cruise ship head tax. Sitka's share last year was about $2 million. The Sitka Tourism Commission is actively soliciting proposals for the funding, which must have direct benefits to cruise visitors as well as indirect benefits to local residents. Mary Miller, superintendent of Sitka National Historical Park, said local government would not necessarily be alone in investing in heritage projects. She reminded the assembly that the current Park Visitor Center was built in 1966 to commemorate the National Park Service's 50th anniversary. The NPS centennial was coming up in 2016, and she said the agency was planning on a new round of capital projects to mark the occasion. Besides leveraging the Rasmussen grant, the Historical Society's $120,000 request would create a full-time administrator. Miller saw that position as critical to planning for a new facility that could serve the park, the Historical Society, the proposed repository, and the tribe.
So my point is that it's happened for Sitka in the past, and I believe it can happen again. But there needs to be support and there needs to be planning. And that, I believe, is part of the request that's before you, is to free up some human resources to line these ducks up so that we can create a better Sitka.
Miller said the Park Service was acquiring 3 acres of the former Sheldon Jackson campus that could be a suitable construction site. The Assembly took no action on the Historical Society's request for a budget increase. The Assembly will begin its annual budget process next spring. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.